I mean, I think you'd have to be pretty daft not to believe that Boris is angling to be Prime Minister. So I think the suggestion by David Cameron that Boris has Boris in mind when he does things is not an unreasonable one. But the bit about, you know, I'm a sort of disinterested Prime Minister, I don't really care. I think David Cameron has his eye on his legacy, and he doesn't want to be the Prime Minister who ends his career, and it would be the end of his career, with the United Kingdom withdrawing from the European Union. I think he's desperate to avoid that. So that is certainly a personal ulterior motive.
We thought it was the end of your career when you lost the Scottish independence referendum. It did not prove to be the case, did it?
Well, it was the end of my career as First Minister of Scotland, Ian, and I stood up and said, look, I've lost the vote. I think it's time for new leadership. And actually, that would happen to David Cameron, incidentally. I've got absolutely no doubt that if the vote is lost, then David Cameron's tenure in Downing Street will be almost over.